Mark McGuire of the St. Louis Cardinals. Good morning. How are you?
Top of the morning to you.
Hey, we appreciate you coming on with us.
Oh, it's great to be on after such a great weekend.
Yeah, you recaptured the lead from Sammy Sosa. You're now at 65, and it looked like you had 66 taken away from you.
I hit two freaking taters, didn't I?
Well, it looked like it, but they didn't count that last one.
That Creighton took away my Andro home run. I'm very upset about it.
Yeah, now this guy, he didn't really, like, bend over the outfield wall. He was just pretty much, you know, trying to catch it and protect himself.
I agree with you, Muser. I agree with you totally. I was so impressed that I hit another Andro home run, and then all of a sudden, I find out that Irish-hating bastard umpire took it away.
Now, you don't know that. That's kind of a strong charge there.
He leaned over to one of his friends, according to one source, and said that he hated my Mick arse.
<Come on. laughs> Visiting with Mark McGuire here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Oh, yes. I've had such a good time celebrating that another one. I took 14 showers, and now I'm clean as a whistle.
What kind of soap did you use?
Irish Spring, of course. I was so mad after he took my Andro home run away. You know what I did?
What'd you do?
I got an 8x10 of him and tore it up like Sinead O'Connor did the Pope.
Now, why do you call them Andro home runs? I thought you wanted to try to distance yourself from using Andro.
That's my little name for them. I don't know why I call them that. I just do.
Now,
I love Andro so.
I know.
Oh, I do love it so. Andro has been so good to Mark McGuire. It's made me hit all these home runs, 66 of them to be exact, and that's not a wee feat. Not a wee feat at all.
Well,
you know, my team's out of the playoffs, so what do I care? I don't need to hit singles or doubles or triples or anything like that. Just swing away. That's all I'm going to do in this last week. Just drink a bunch of cans of Andro and swing a bat like an LAPD captain. And if Sammy Sosa doesn't like it, he can just pucker his Dominican lips and kiss my Blarney Stone.
Now, please, I thought you and Sammy got along pretty well. You don't need to really call him that, do you?
Yes, if you can understand that jumbled up language of his Dominican nation. Who knows what he's talking about at any time, I tell you.
Well, I'm having a hard time understanding you this morning.
Well, I'm a lot easier to understand than that black man, I tell you that for sure.
Come on.
That's why I'm so happy everyone's rooting for me, even though I'm a steroid freak.
Now, hold on. I smell a rat here because the real Mark.
Can I tell you something else I'm ticked off about?
Yeah. What's that? Go ahead.
I'm not only ticked off that I had the home run taken away, but I'm also mad I can only donate $2,000 to the IRA every year. What's with that? Financial joke for you.
Yeah.
Oh, it's better at Dinigan's. Maybe I'll tell it there.
You got a Lucky Charms joke in your bag?
Oh, yes. At Dinigan's, everything's magically delicious. Go, yep. You too.
Yeah, U2's got a new CD coming out. What do you think of that?
Kick arse!
Yeah, November 3rd it comes out.
Yes, someone was mentioning how they smelled a rat.
Yes, I do. And now, after your last comments, I smell a rat more than ever.
Yes, I'm sure you do. Yeah.
It's time now to bust the fake character on the program. See, the real Mark McGuire likes Sammy Sosa and doesn't have an Irish accent. No. I think this is the fake Mark McGuire.
I have two possible endings for you. I could say top of the morning and hang up.
Uh-huh.
Or I could do something really unstable.
Let's hear the unstable one.
How'd y'all like my Mark McGuire? Good morning to you.
Yeah, what'd you do last night, Dave?
Last night I drank until 2.
Where were you drinking?
The Barley House.
Were you alone?
No, there was a certain other member of the ticket staff that was there.
Who was that?
It's Corby.
You guys have been on a little party streak the last couple of weeks, huh?
I'm a loser.
I don't know, man.
What's the deal, Corby? You and Dave have just been hanging out every f***ing day. What did I say?
Whoa! Whoa! Oh, my God!
I dumped it.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
What is going on at this station?
I dumped it.
Man, you're worked up today, Chris.
I was still worked up over that Walter Payton stuff. I came very close on some Walter Payton.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. That was funnier than what Hammer said.
Okay, so, Davey.
Where did that come from?
I was just saying, well, I got kind of casual. I get casual. I start talking like a sailor. So, you guys been hanging out for the last 2 weeks,
That
huh?
is the third F-bomb in 4 days?
Six.
6 days? By 3 different people. Congratulations.
It's contagious.